Yeah, stay with us too. We're going to be hearing from a very tearful Jason Day regarding the dilemma, the surgery facing his mother, and the reason why he had to withdraw and walk off the course during that opening round of that World Match Play. Rain, heavy rain, more predicted, and that's the reason this meeting from Kembla Grange is being moved to Goulburn. It is the Bede Murray Provincial Championship qualifier. It's at 4:25, so holeless bowless. The qualifier plus all the races go to Goulburn. I'm glad to say that Paul Murray joins us in our van. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, TK.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it, that your dad's name's on this race. It's a great honour from New South Wales Racing.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's just over 12 months and we're happy to have his name back on it this year.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, obviously, this disruption, you know, tell us about the process for the trainers, and you've got to get your staff and your horses. That's just part of the battle, isn't it? Down to Goulburn now.
Yeah, well, Michael Craig rang us all yesterday, and the stewards rang us and give us sort of a bit of a tip-off. If we had a shower or that, we could be in doubt. I think it was more of a shower. It was 25 mils in 20 minutes. So it was early last night, and we thought we might have got through. Johnny Grisdale galloped the track. He said it was genuine heavy, but he thought safe to race. But I think they're more worried about the storm that's going to hit again today after lunch.
That's right.
If we got, say, 2 or 3 mil, we'd be very in doubt. So yeah, do the right thing. And they had it all planned from yesterday, which is good.
And Goulburn is a track fine?
Yeah, they said they had a bit of rain, but they're still very happy. I think it's a slow seven, so it was good.
You've got the three horses in. Obviously, it's nice to have that home ground advantage here. You know, it normally works out that way. You lose that. How do your three horses go to Goulburn?
Yeah, you know, well, we travel our horses a lot, and that it's no different, but it is good to have your home track advantage, but it's probably better to have a dry track than a bog.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Let's go to the provincial championship qualifier, mate. Obviously, you'd be be lovely if Direct Strategy can get the cash here.
Yeah, it would be nice. He's already had one go at Hawkesbury, but I think Hawkesbury's a funny sort of track for horses. They've got to handle it all that day, and he loomed up to go on with it. But Hawkesbury, he was there travelling, got to the front a little bit early, and sort of when you want to give him a break at the 700-800 there, they sort of start putting the pressure back on, and he just landed a bit too early in front, and he battled on. He was doing his best work right on the line again, but the dry track today was definitely suiting.
Yeah, and a couple of other horses there. Can't find Snippy, race 2, and One More Warrior in race 5.
Yeah, can't find Snippy. She's been a good little filly to the owners and that, and she should handle it by Snippetson, which they reckon all love
they
it.
They swim,
so,
don't they?
Yeah, she's very honest, and she'll be very hard to beat. And the other little fellow, he's only having his third run in, and he wasn't disgraced here the other day. He's very new to the game, so you just got to keep backing them up and educating them, and he should run well as well.
And in the big one, the championship qualifier, the first three go through to the big one, which is a $400,000 race. Direct Strategy currently around that $17 mark. Is that the right sort of price? Better? Worse? How do you see it?
It is if you're a punter. But no, I thought he'd be a little bit less than that with a few of the scratchings, but he probably will come in a bit.
Yeah, he will, yeah.
Yeah. I give him a pretty good chance today, so he has been racing very consistent. Just the other day, you know, I think he ran fifth or sixth, but you know, I'll probably ride him a little bit quieter today, probably midfield, and because he does finish well.
Mm. Paul, we apologise for bringing the rain.
Yeah, it's Terry's fault.
But it's actually
Terry's fault.
It's actually not our fault.
Yeah, you've been here for a month.
Yeah. It's rained for a month,
yeah,
hasn't it?
Yeah, you know. Like,
it's raining everywhere, though. So
it is. We've done it hard down here, but, you know, it's been very good. The club's helped us out a bit. And like this week we've had 3 days. Last week we had no track at all underwater. But, you know, we've got to Warwick Farm and give them a bit of work. And it's been really good letting us up there. So the main ones that are racing today. So
well, that's good. Yeah, 290 mil of rain in the past 7 days.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's just never ending. Paul, good luck today.